Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1031. We're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Aaron Zissel. Le'ilu Nishmas Bli Mabas Rav Moshe and Le'refuah Shalema Velvel Zev Ben Shendel. Shetak Have Refuah Shalema Psoich Shechel Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mechabe. Okay, we are coming towards the end. This is never an end, but the end of the Malacha of Mechabe, put extinguishing a fire, which is again in conjunction with Mavir lighting the fire. And from there, Bezras Hashem, we want to move on to our next Malacha. Now, I do want to mention the Sefer Lamentes Malachas in the Malacha of Mechabe does go through various different cases of possible Pekuach Nefesh, Rachman Aslan, and fires and things that could happen. We're not going to go through all the cases now, but if somebody has a chance, it's Taka Kedai to look into the Sefer Lamentes Malachas. He brings it very extensively. He goes through it. Obviously, we can't go through every case of Pekuach Nefesh, but we spoke about the various different cases that might come up in conjunction with fires, Rachman Aslan, but it's Kedai if one has a chance to go through it from the Sefer Lamentes Malachas. Okay, so now just moving right along, there's another interesting case that comes up that's not really Negea Lemaisa. It was Negea Lemaisa, you know, years ago before electricity came into play when people actually were reading, they would read or they would learn by a lamp, right? People used to have candles burning. We heard of all the stories, the tzaddikim who learned through the night with the candle burning and so on. So nowadays we have electricity, Baruch Hashem, we have lights and so on, but it's kedai just to go through real quickly, and it does fall under the category, the two malachas of Mavir, lighting a fire, and Mechabe, extinguishing a fire. So I just want to go through real quickly and see, people, we should all know that this gezeira does exist. So the sefer, I just want to go through it from the sefer Shabbos Home. We're not going to go through it through the Shulchan Aruch. There's a lot brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishabur and so on. But like I said, nowadays it's not so Negei Lemaisa because of the fact that we do have electricity. But just to go through it, it brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 497. That in Masach de Shabbos, it says, Lo Yikra L'Or Haner, one should not read. One is not allowed to read by the light of a lamp, of an oil lamp and so on, or Bechlal, a candle, but it's going more on a oil lamp. It's brought down the Shulchan Aruch like that and so on, and it's a gezeira whereby we're afraid, Chazal were afraid, because the oil in the lamp will frequently draw away from the wick, thereby causing, in other words, if somebody's reading or learning next to a oil lamp, Chazal were afraid that Lemaisa, when one reads by an oil lamp on Shabbos, they're not thinking, right? Let's say somebody's learning. They get into the sugya, they start learning, right? And they can't see the words so good. It might be not so light, so they might take the lamp, this oil lamp or whatever it is, and tilt it a little bit towards the Gemara, or maybe Lahavdol, somebody's reading, and they get into the reading a book or whatever, and they might tilt the lamp a little bit, and the problem will be, once we've spoken about in the past quite a number of times, in conjunction with Mavir, lighting a fire, and Mechabe, extinguishing a fire, once you tilt the lamp, right, then the oil gets closer to the wick, or might getting closer to the wick, that is Mavir lighting, because it makes the wick, burn better, and moving away from the wick is the malacha of Mechabe, extinguishing, because it makes it less. Right, we've spoken about it's lav dafka when you actually light a fire or put out a fire. It's just bringing oil closer to the wick, to a burning wick, whereby it's a problem. So Chazal were afraid that one might do that. They get engrossed in their learning, they get engrossed in their reading, whatever it is, and they might come to tilt the lamp, thereby chas v'shalom being over mavir, lighting a fire, or mechaba, putting out a fire. So therefore, so he continues, he explains again on page 497, therefore Chazal forbade a person to read by a lamp, by an oil lamp on Shabbos. This prohibition applies even if the lamp is out of the person's reach. In other words, it's standing on a higher place and so on. Again, we're not going to get into all the details brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, but we have to know what it's all about. So he just explains, he goes on to explaining a little bit further. Does it say for Shabbos Home, the prohibition of reading next to an oil lamp applies to all types of oils that are being used in the lamp. It doesn't make a difference what type of oil. It does not apply to candles. Okay, we said before candles, but it does not apply to candles. It has to do with oil because of the reasons. Tilting one way and the oil switches back and forth and so on. Okay, so it does not apply to candles. If it's necessary to adjust candles, for it's never necessary to adjust candles while they're burning. Candles don't have to be adjusted, or even to tilt, whatever the case is. It's not, of course, a candle's muksa, that's not the issue, but by oil, the imam is dealing with one of the lamites, two of the lamites malachas. Okay, so he goes on to explain, the Mishnah Berurah actually talks about, he brings down in the bottom, Mishnah Berurah in the Simen Reish Ayin Hey, Sifkat and Dalid, in reference to candles, how it works over there, whatever. Again, we're not getting into all the details, but he goes on to say that for the same reason, the prohibition does not apply to electric light. In other words, maybe I can read, maybe I can learn where it's light because I might, turn on the light, or I might make the light if there's a dimmer, let's say. I might make a dimmer maybe brighter or something along those lines, or I might put on another light. I have two lights in the room. One is on. If I read in the room or I learn in the room, maybe I'll put on another light. So generally says the prohibition does not apply to electric lights. Even if the lights can be raised or lowered with a dimmer, like we just said, it's still allowed to read by their light. So the question is why I might make the dimmer lighter or lower or whatever the case is. This is because the electric lights maintain a steady light. He explains very interesting that the electric lights maintain a steady light without being adjusted. But by the oil, it flickers a lot, right? As we always know, candles, we said it's not the issue, but by the oil and the wick that's in the oil, that starts to flicker and it has to be adjusted and moved and so on. But by regular light, regular electric, it maintains the regular adjusted way that the person set it from before Shabbos. It's only if you want to make a light or whatever, but it's in general, you don't have to start flickering lights and these type of things as long as the electricity is okay. In the case of an oil lamp, he explains that by contrast, the light is maintained only by adjusting the flame, right? You have to keep on adjusting the flame and the wick. And we're not so familiar with this because Baruch Hashem doesn't really apply today, but that's the way it is. Because again, just to go through it again, so this is because the electric lights maintain a steady light without being adjusted, but in the case of the oil lamp, the light is maintained only by adjusting the flame. So that's why it will be a problem and will not be a problem by the electric. It's therefore, it's usher by oil. Okay, he brings this down from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zech Tzadik Levracha, and so on. So he just finishes off, ending off the Inyan, the prohibition of nowadays. He says like this, since nowadays all houses have electric lights, I mean, we hope most of us have electric lights, the prohibition, the Isser, as far as reading next to these lamps or whatever, has almost no practical application, like we said. It's not so negay lemais. However, if the lights happen not to be on, let's say there was a blackout or whatever, and they were shut off by a timer, and they went off in the time when a person did not know that they should go off, and so on, then it would talk to be also to read by the light of an oil lamp. Let's say somebody has a oil lamp going, Leichter, or whatever the case is. We're not going to get into Hanukkah candles because that's also to read by them anyways, but be it as it may, a person has, let's say, an oil lamp or the Leichter, whatever, these type of things, or some other lantern, so one has to know, to keep it in mind that if the lights are off, not to use these oil lamps, not to read or learn next to these oil lamps. However, if there are certain, in certain cases in which one is allowed to read, there are certain cases, I'm sorry, which one is allowed to read by an oil lamp. Just real quickly to go through them, he does say there's brought down the Shulchan Aruch over there. Again, it's all found in Simen Reish Ayin Hey. So just again, reading from Sefer Shabbos Home, if there's somebody watching the person who's reading or learning, then they may read by the lamp of the light of the lamp, since the watcher will surely prevent him from adjusting the wick. The person has to have a shomer, he has to have somebody watching him, then it would be allowed. And the second thing is, the second way that one would be allowed, if two people are reading together, they are permitted, or two people are learning together, I guess, they're permitted to read by the light of an oil lamp, for each one will remind the other not to adjust the wick. However, this is true only if they are reading from the same sefer. It's an interesting thing, right? So if they're reading from the same sefer, if let's say somebody's learning with the Chavrusa, two different sfarim, two different gemaras or whatever, so then it would not apply. If they're reading from different sfarim, like he says, then it would taka be also. So it would have to be from the same sefer. Okay, so just we wanted to go through a few of the ins and outs. Again, even though it does not apply, it shouldn't be Negei L'maisa, really. But if it does come up, we are aware of the halacha. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha. Kol tov.